每周三来到 15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。And ladies and gentlemen, we have Angel in the house.
Hello, you guys. This is Angel.
And Angel has been really, really busy lately, and she's stuck in Hong Kong a lot. And on this particular rare occasion, she happens to be in Taipei for a day.
For a day, yes, a day.
For just a day?
For just a day.
We are quickly catching up with Angel and doing this particular episode of 15 Minutes Cafe because we've always wanted to do this one. Talked about it for a lot of times, and we've always wanted to do it, but...I think it's the right time to talk about it.
Right.
Because, as you guys know, in our early stages of independence, you maybe move into a dormitory of some sort, or you co-share an apartment with somebody.
Right.
Okay. You start getting roommates. And then you realize all the household items that you have at home, you want to duplicate them. But you are on a budget. So what do?
You go to some certain store.
Certain store.
Certain store to
a four-letter word store. What is that one name that always pops up for people who says, oh, they're moving into a dormitory or they're moving into a new apartment or they are co-sharing, they need a table, they need maybe a coffee table of sorts.
Or even the mattress.
Mattresses.
Duvet sheets, yeah.
Bedding, duvet sheets, sure. And also kitchenware.
Oh, kitchenware.
Kitchenware, right? If you want a glass, if you want a pot, if you want some pans.
Oh, right.
If you don't know what to get.
And everything you need from the bathtub, bathroom, everything.
Yes.
You can get it from there.
Everything a lady needs in the bathroom. Guys, we are very, very simple. Give us a couple of toothbrushes and a bath towel, we're done. Ladies, you want the whole shebang.
Oh, yes. And a light bulb.
Light bulbs, yes.
And different kinds of lamp.
Lamps and light bulbs and home decorations.
Everything.
Anything home decor. I think once you get to home decor, that means you're kind of more mature. But you start off with coffee tables, chairs, maybe toothbrush
Shelves,
holders.
Everything, yes.
Bath towels, that kind of stuff. So you guys know what we're talking about. The four-letter word brand that we all go to. IKEA.
IKEA.
And the correct pronunciation from the founder is IKEA.
IKEA.
Yeah.
Oh, it's IKEA. Should be pronounced in the Swedish way. IKEA. Is it a Swedish word?
But it's okay. We all say IKEA, right?
IKEA. Yay.
So we go to IKEA and we buy all these things. But today we're not talking about the furniture, the household IKEA.
Oh,Not IKEA. So it has a different meaning to you. It's not just furniture store.
That was growing up when maybe in your 20s, okay? 20-ish, maybe even in your early 30s, I guess. But once you reach your 30s or mid-30s or even late 30s, IKEA or IKEA will turn into something else. And for some people in their late 50s or 60s,IKEA is a totally different world.
IKEA itself?
Itself is very, very different.
Interesting. So to you, IKEA, it's not just a furniture place. It's, what does it mean to you? IKEA.
Now, it means to me the best chicken wing place in town.
Seriously? So whenever you're looking for a chicken wing, you go to IKEA?
My wife and I, we love IKEA chicken wings like crazy.
Oh, wow. Really?
So every time we're craving for chicken wings, we take the bus. We are very closely situated to an IKEA. And
that's good.
I would say 5 to 6 blocks away. So if we just take the bus,
it's
one bus ride very quick and we get to IKEA. So we love their chicken wing.
You get the chicken wings.
Yes. So my wife would get the chicken wing. And then other than the chicken wing, my must have and also my other favorite is mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato. Yeah, I agree on that. I think the mashed potato from IKEA is pretty creamy. Very milky. I like it.
I wouldn't say it's the best in town.
Not the best in town.
Not the best in town. but definitely the one that is most accessible.
Oh, right. Because it's just 5 blocks away from you?
Exactly. For me, 4 or 5 blocks away. That's about logistics, correct?
Right.
But pricing. $40 give you 2 half scoops of mashed potatoes.
Do they sell mashed potatoes?
Yeah, a la carte. I usually just order a la carte mashed potatoes. And the cafeteria lady behind the counter always look at me funny.
Right. Like, I don't see why.
You don't want anything else? Just mashed potatoes?
Yeah. And I said, not the main course to go with the main course? No. Because to me, mashed potatoes should be the side dish. It should have protein on the plate at the first place.
It's okay. I'm Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
You know, anything mashed potato. Just give me mash and gravy. That's it. I can live on mash and gravy. I don't mind.
So when they give you the mashed potato as an a la carte, do they give you the gravy?
Yes. From the meatball? Always ask me, sir, do you want gravy? Oh. And I said, yes, tons of it. So that's thank you.
40.
40 NT for 2 half scoops.
Oh, nice.
You know, these scoops come in like half scoops.
You
can't really do mashed potato in a bowl like an ice cream.
I see.
So technically, that's one round, massive ball of mash.
So then lunch done?
No, of course not. Then it's chicken wing, right?
Chicken wing and a mashed potato? Yeah.
Yes, and it depends if I want to feel very sophisticated that day. You know, I want to feel a little upscale.
Oh.
Personally, then I would...
Add more as a set?
No, personally, I would then take the smoked salmon salad.
Oh, smoked salmon salad.
Yes. Then that's a sophisticated lunch or perhaps dinner for me to spice it up a little bit. You know,
smoked
salmon, you know, for the rich.
For the rich, yes. Yeah. Smoked salmon is not at a whole new level.
Yeah, it's not potato. Your regular salad. It's smoked salmon salad.
It's smoked salmon. Yes.
But my main dish is the mash, $40. Affordable. Two chicken wings for 50.
All right. Interesting.
See? Mm. My smoked salmon is more expensive than the rest.
Oh, yeah.
Right? My supposedly appetizer is.
Right. And what happened to your dessert? Did you go for any desserts something sweet?
No. I'm good. Personally, I need to stay away from sugar. So.
Ow.
My last line of defense is mash.
Mash?
If I don't have mash, you should just kill me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can quit sugar. I don't mind. I can quit sugar.
You're easy to please.
Yeah,
that's
but
good.
If you ask me to quit mash, you should just put a gun to my head.
I think you can go to IKEA and buy the ingredients you need to make your own mashed potato. They sell it, right? I remember.
Yes. They have the mash powder that you can make by yourself. But for $40 for a huge scoop of mashed potato.
Yeah, cannot complain about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a 15 NT dollar ride from my house. Think about it, right? Whenever I'm craving mashed potatoes, I just jump on the bus, $15. I get there, $40, and it will make me smile. Total cost, 55 NT dollars.
55?
Yeah, putting a smile on my face, priceless. Mm.
So easy to be satisfied.
Exactly. So, Angel, what's your must-have at the IKEA restaurant?
How can you not mention the meatball?
To me, mashed potato is the main thing and meatballs are the side dish.
All right. Fair enough. But I have to say that before I travel abroad, this is the first time that I know that actually the savory things can be eaten with that sweet paste.
Yeah. They have jam, right? They add jam to their meatballs.
And the gravy mix it together. Mm-hmm. Wow. It really blows my mind. I said, wow. At first, I really kind of like resist to eat that because I think, savory and sweet. And my friend said, come on, just like your 糖醋排骨, sweet and sour pork chop, right?
Yeah.
But not the same. But the idea
not
is the
same concept.
Yeah. But, it's really nice. So every time I go there, I would definitely get the 10 pieces of meatball.
Mm. 10 meatball set.
Yes. And then I remember they launched the plant-based balls, right? The vegetarian one. Have you tried that before?
Plant-based meatballs. You know what they call it? I'm really upset with this. They call it plant balls.
Plant balls.
We all know it's made from maybe from Beyond Meat or Impossible Meats, right?
Impossible Meat, yeah.
Yeah. But they call it plant balls.
Yeah, something wrong with the word?
I don't know. I mean, I would always call it plant-based meatballs.
Oh, plant-based meatballs.
But now they call it plant balls.
But it's not They're, I see.
So, you know, why don't you call them veggie balls? Even better, right? But no, they had to call it plant balls.
They should have called them veggie ball.
Yeah, just call them veggie balls.
Why not? Why not call them veggie
balls? Oh, vegetarian balls.
Yes. Easy to understand, right?
Exactly. Plant balls. Since when do plants grow balls? No.
So that's what upsets you.
Okay, I'm
No,
weird.
I don't know what that is. Like, yeah, just tell me the veggie balls. Okay. Vegetarian.
We grew up in our generation, the word vegetarian and veggie, right? Veggie bowl, right. Veggie chicken,
simple,
veggie
simple.
Whatever, right? Mm. Well, veggie burger. You don't say plant burger. What?
Oh,
but the modern burger. Thing is plant burger.
So, plant burger.
Yeah.
Just call it veggie.
I'm still getting used to it, but I do understand. Now, calling it plant is more politically correct than calling it veggie. You know what I mean? It's like an insult to call it veggie.
Veggie.
Because it's not. It's plant-based meat.
Oh, wow.
Plant-based protein. So you got to call it either plant-based some sort of meat or plant-based protein, plant-based meatballs, or you just call it plant balls.
Oh.
So when you say plant, people know it's plant-based protein.
Right. Is it better to call it impossible meat balls?
Impossible balls.
Impossible balls that make it even more confusing.
Or for beyond meat, beyond balls. So what's beyond balls?
What is beyond ball? But it is a ball. What? It looks like a ball. What does it mean that beyond ball?
Beyond balls.
No idea.
Yeah. So we've gotten to a point where somewhere along the line, we've got so many varieties and so many flavors and the naming schemes.
One day
we will have to unite. Okay, guys, make up your mind.
Make up your mind, please.
Yes. I still want to call it veggie, deep down
veggie,
from my
me
heart.
Me too.
Yeah, vegetables.
So I will not go for the vegetables. I will still go for the Swedish meatball and then they got the two flavors, right?
You've got my vote there.
And the chicken.
You got my vote there. If you want meatballs.
Just
get the meatballs. You know, it's like if I want fries, I won't get meat fries, fish fries. No.
All right.
If I want fries, I want fries.
Fries, yeah.
Right? And the fish fries, we should call it fish fingers. There's a place for that.
They don't deserve the name fries.
Yeah. They're not fish fries. No.
they got a name.
Yes.
Yeah. So call them by their name, their legal name.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't mix up the two. But obviously, IKEA right now, they've got all sorts of flavors. They've got to cater to a wide variety of different customers.
Right.
Who are vegetarian, who wants the flavor. And I mean, I tried the veggie balls, the plant balls, and I have to say, it's not bad.
Oh.
It's not
good.
It's not great.
It's not great, but it's acceptable.
If you want something savory that goes with your gravy, it's not great. It's not bad. It's not terrible. It's not...
So out of curiosity, we can try it once.
I tried it just to get an understanding of what it is about.
So next time, still go for the meatball, right?
Still meatball. Stay meatball. And what else are you getting usually?
Normally, after that, last time I tried the pork knuckle because I'm a big fan of pork knuckle.
Pork knuckle. Einsmein.
Einsmein.
Yes. Very interesting. That has been on the menu for quite a while.
For quite a while because it's popular. And then given that having the pork knuckle, the Einsmein's in the German restaurant,
it
costs you like 700 or 800 at least.
Yes.
So you spend like 400, you got the huge pork knuckle with sweet potato, I remember.
Some vegetables on the side.
Yeah, but I will have to say that it's not great. But when you're craving for pork knuckle, you can go for that.
Yes, if you're budget conscious.
Yes.
But if you're Michelin conscious, the first thing that would come to mind is not IKEA. Let's put it this way.
Wouldn't. Yeah, definitely you wouldn't.
But if you're budget conscious and if you want to live it up a little bit today, you go to IKEA, you can still have your salmon salad. Smoked salmon salad, right? You can have your pork knuckles. Live it up a little today.
Live it up a little.
Yes.
And then after every my savory stomach got satisfied, go to the bakery shop and then get myself an ice cream bar. Yeah. Ice cream.
So, but they've got the soft serve ice cream, not ice cream in a scoop ice cream.
Yes, that's right.
So it's nice. Soft serve today. I think kids are more receptive to soft serve now.
You know, in the winter, they even sell the mulled wine in winter.
Yes.
So if it's winter, then I would get me another cup of mulled wine and then ice cream together.
Oh, interesting mix. Interesting mix.
That makes
you still
my
want
day.
Your ice cream.
Of course, IKEA ice cream never price up $10 only. Do you buy ice cream? Do you go to IKEA? That's a must have, isn't it?
No? Not for me. Not
I
for
thought
me.
Everybody got to get one when they leave IKEA.
For me, in terms of their drinks and desserts, I would go more for drinks because get a glass or a cup and then you can, you know, it's bottomless. You go crazy.
Free flow. Even the hot drink and cold drinks, right? But they cannot mix up.
It's bottomless.
It's bottomless.
Go on ahead and go crazy. So for me, if you want a quick bite, IKEA restaurant for me was a big part of my 30, right? Not the furniture, not the duvet, not the bedding, none of that. None of the houseware, done. You know, once you buy a few glasses here and there, once you buy a few baskets here and there, once you get a chair here and there, you're not going to buy chairs anymore. You don't need it anymore.
Buy a chair.
Yeah, unless you break them. So the food becomes a very big part of my 30s. Wow.
The character of IKEA.
But something that I found recently is, what about for people in their 50s and 60s? In their second half of their lives.
They could turn IKEA as a daycare place.
Exactly.
See? Free aircon and then kids friendly environment.
Exactly.
Ice cream everywhere.
Yes.
Agree? Yeah.
So today you go to IKEA. Perhaps not on a weekend, right? On a regular weekday.
Weekdays.
You go to the restaurant. Who do you see? All our senior citizens.
Senior citizens, yes.
All our friendly neighborhood senior citizens.
Right.
And they are there chatting. I'm yet seeing anybody playing chess, but I think it's coming pretty soon.
Could not be. Is this a restaurant supposed for you to dine in, right? If you're trying to do it like gambling, playing chess, I think IKEA might...
Let's put it this way. The cafeteria right now, the dining areas for all the IKEAs are getting bigger. They're not getting smaller. They're becoming pretty big.
Pretty big. Quite spacious. And you can do a lot of things. Everything you want there?
Well, I wouldn't say everything, but definitely a social venue.
Okay.
You understand what I mean? We don't go there to buy furniture, but you can meet your friends
at a meetup
the IKEA restaurant. Because the drinks are bottomless. You can have as much coffee as you want. You can have as much sodas as you want.
And there's no time limit.
Yes, no time limit.
You can sit there for 4 hours for free drinks.
Exactly.
Just for $35?
Yeah, 35. And if you're a potato man like me, 40 bucks on top of it, 75 bucks, you're happy.
Whoa, you just opened a new field. Like everybody can go there and then enjoy their...
I just put this image in your head now. How do you find John in Taipei? Go to IKEA.
Go to IKEA.
When he's old, when he's 50, 60 years old, you will probably see him at IKEA with a plate of mashed potatoes.
Oh my.
You probably find me there.
And then next time, maybe you bring your computer to walk in the cafeteria.
The only thing I'm not very familiar or I don't trust IKEA with is their Wi-Fi. That's the only thing.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
But if one day they somehow convince me that their Wi-Fi is of quality, then I think people will go crazy.
That's your internet cafe, the new model of internet cafe.
Internet cafe for senior citizens. And
you don't have to worry that there is no spot because it's quite spacious.
Yes. So, Angel, I want to bring your attention to the next thing, okay, for the oldies.
Okay.
Remember a while back, we were talking about dating, right? And then, of course, IKEA is a great social venue for you to meet friends. And there's this new thing in Shanghai.
They have new dishes?
No. Nope. Of course, we can talk about the new menus recently, but I want to get to this very, very quickly. For all you guys know, in your late life, if you need friends... It's happening in China, in Shanghai, particularly. I've got a piece of news here that tells you it's happening. People in Shanghai, the elderlies in Shanghai, they are treating IKEA restaurant or the cafeteria and the dining area as the meeting place for dating.
As in dating?
Dating.
Like the men and the women they are dating there in IKEA?
Well, I suppose, you know, for the senior citizens, making friends.
Oh, making friends. Mm-hmm.
For young people, dating. Speed dating, wow. Getting to know people, whatever.
So since when IKEA have this kind of service?
No service. DIY. Go and find yourself a date.
So is it like an event? You need to apply for it or you just jump in?
I don't know how organized it is, but I can tell you it's happening. Let me read a paragraph here.
Okay.
This person says, there's nothing embarrassing about saying it. It's not only young people who need love. Elderly people also need love.
Agree.
According to a retired nursing home director.
Oh.
So she goes to IKEA, cafeteria, restaurant. She meets people and, you know, you meet up once, you meet up twice. And yeah, you can take matters into your own hands.
That's pretty nice. Let's put it this way. I think because in Taiwan, a lot of senior citizens, they might go to some temples or park in the morning, right?
Yes.
They meet up new friends there. They just change the place into IKEA with aircon.
Yeah.
Even better. Nice.
The modern way. And you have drinks.
For $35, you get free flow of drinks. Wow.
And it's not like going to a pub, getting picked up or picking up people. It's different. Yes, it's very, very different vibe.
Easy and it's simple.
So there's this paragraph in this article that describes the scene. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere and the noise level was more like a high school cafeteria than an old people's home. Glossy fur and leopard print mingled with leather baseball caps and mirrored sunglasses as some sat around giggling and chatting while others roamed the room flirting.
Wow. Others roam the room flirting. It feels like in high school.
Here comes the next line. High-spirited pensioners passed around tangerines, tea, and the occasional bottle of cheap alcohol, littering the tables with peels and nutshells.
So the IKEA in Shanghai, they sell tangerine?
I don't think so.
They have cheap alcohol?
They brought their own food.
See, then it turned into something different. What? And then littering the tables with peels and nutshell? Hello?
Occasionally bringing a bottle of cheap booze. So I wonder, maybe that 35 NT was for soda, right? Soda, right. Water. And then you bring cheap vodka, then vodka Coke or vodka.
Oh, you mix your own cocktail. Smart move. Wow. And then...
yeah, there we go.
Bottomless. Go with your tangerines. Mm-hmm. You only need to spend $35 and then you got everything.
Yeah. You meet people.
Well, in that sense, but it's still nice. I mean, to meet up new friends in IKEA, but I think IKEA should be happy to see people coming, but they are not happy to see you brought your own food, right?
Yes. I mean, that's the next thing. By the time we need IKEA like that, think about it. I think we would be a little bit more sophisticated. I wouldn't bring my own tangerines and fruits.
Definitely not. Yeah. Just buy the $10 ice cream. But I think it really works. So if I knew that there's occasions like this, I would join that every night, every day, every morning, right?
There we go. It's affordability. It's accessibility. It's about the atmosphere. The atmosphere is not that serious. And it's not extremely expensive. If you go to a pub, alcohol is quite expensive.
Expensive? Yes.
Yeah. And if you go to maybe a posh restaurant, then the minimum orders are quite high.
Yeah, it's next level.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to the dating app or dating site, it costs you more.
Yeah, and you don't see the real person, right?
Yeah, you
see the profile pictures that are heavily photoshopped.
Yeah, normally it's fake. Not the same one.
Hey, you said it. I didn't say it. Okay, you're going to piss off some of your colleagues.
All my colleagues did that. Everybody did that. Yeah, it's not a secret or something.
Here's the next part of this, what's interesting in this article, because you asked about organizer, right? Is there an organization doing this? Here, this article says, the group has met at IKEA for more than 10 years, although no one seems quite sure how it all started.
It just started.
Yes. And there appears to be no clear organizer, with most saying they had heard about the gathering from friends. So if one oldie gets there and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we meet every Wednesday. And then the next guy says, we meet every Thursday. And then the next lady says, well, we come here every Friday afternoon. Yeah. Mm. Give them a few years and it turns into a new generation of meetups.
Did an article mention that? Is there anybody like really meet up someone after the occasion?
I'm sure there are people who got matched.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow, they got a second life. Very nice.
What do you mean second life?
What do you mean second life? Second life,
one
right?
Life, two romances, life. Or multiple okay. Romances.
It's a different life chapter, right? Life chapter.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm, different okay. Chapter in your life, for
different
sure.
Different chapter. Yes. Second life.
Second life, yeah.
Because I have
can't
to say,
God.
If you are all single and living alone, you must be very lonely, right? Every day sitting
yeah.
At house alone,
yeah.
And then you need to somewhere to meet up the friends. So I think
exactly.
The occasions or this place, very nice for them.
Yes,
I would
sure.
Have joined that, yeah, if I turned 60 and I'm still single.
You know, everything we are discussing here, you can sort of see from the way we talk about it. It's not what we need right now,
mm-hmm.
But it's in the back of our heads.
But we will.
It's an option. There's the option. You can see yourself in the next 20 years.
So the next 20 years, I'll be the founder.
Yes.
To raise the gathering in yes. IKEA.
And Luisa. Then you have this group of all retired flight attendants.
Wow. I wonder how they turn after 20 years.
Yeah, and then my group would be a group of like retired podcasters. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today. And this episode has been slightly longer than we thought. And we're going to share the rest of the episode in next week's 15 Minutes Cafe. Please stay tuned and come back next week. We will talk about all the interesting menu items at IKEA. See you. Bye-bye.